ordinarily speaking, I'm not a big fan of what I call bullet composition, the kind of composition we see here where the subject is placed dead center in the middle of the frame. However, Tornik does a couple of things that help and that I think make this a successful image, just as Paul Strand did in the other photograph that we've considered in this discussion. In Tornik's photograph, there is this fence that comes in from the left-hand side, so that we're not looking flat at the fence, but rather it proceeds visually towards a receding line on the horizon. And it's basically only on the left-hand side of the picture, counterbalanced, of course, by the dog. There's also the fact that the man is not bilaterally symmetric with his gestures or body language. The position is with hand up on the walking stick in one side and down at his side in the other. So there's enough elements in this picture to break up the perfectly bilaterally symmetric division of the photograph down a center line. Paul Strand accomplishes the same thing by having the model put his left knee up and at an angle, foot on a rock, etc. It's that element of breaking the expected staticness of the picture that makes these successful. Tornik could have, just as easily, posed this fellow directly in front of the fence, put the dog directly in front of him, had him put his hands to his side, and photograph straight towards the fence. But I think by choosing the angle that he chose, he makes a much stronger photograph. That's either a bit of conscious decision-making on his part, I suspect it is, Tornik's a pretty accomplished photographer, or it's lucky. Either way, it makes this photograph a lot more successful in that it is not static. The chosen composition gives a little life to the image, and that's exactly what's needed, in particular because the lighting is not very dramatic. Sort of a flat gray sky, which is probably a lot of in that neck of the woods. And in this case, the composition gives it its dynamic life, even though the subject is in the middle of the photograph.